Hello, Laurie and Company listeners. How are you today? Thanks for stopping by. I hope you have a cup of water or a cup of Joe or a cup of tea or something, and you'll lift it up and raise a glass and say, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Something wonderful has happened if you haven't heard about it. The Supreme Court has actually dared to go and say that abortion was never voted on by the states as required by the Constitution. It was done in a backdoor kind of devious way, and it became the law of the land, and it was unconstitutional from its inception. And abortion has always been legal if the mother's life is in jeopardy, and it still is. But abortion on demand and abortion in late term is no longer going to stand. And that's making the Satanists and the abusers of children really upset, because that's their cash cow. They like selling aborted babies for big bucks so they can buy Maseratis. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas exposed that on undercover video. That's why they went after him, because he dared to show their dirty little secrets. And on top of it, they want to have abortion be legal even after birth, months after birth. And that's because these people are sick freaks. And guess what? You're going to find yourself really worried about your safety, because a lot of people are very against abortion. But besides that you're hurting children and you're putting them into sex slavery and you're selling them and you're enslaving them, and women and boys and I guess men too. I mean, come on. So this is a very special day in history. It will go down as a great present to me, because I was celebrating my birthday when I found out. So this is pretty cool and pretty wonderful. And God bless America and God bless the Supreme Court for finally having the guts to do what's right and not listen to the radical leftist scumbags and do what is proper and right. We are a nation that supports life, not legal murder. Thank you. All right, we're going to move on, and I wanted to talk about some, I think, interesting subjects. First, before I go on, I want to thank Mike Lindell for the book he sent me. It's very sweet of him, and he's such a cute little kid. On his book, he has like a hologram. One side is him when he was an addict, and the other side is when he got off. He got off by the grace of God and asking God to help him. And he also has a hologram on the backside that is him as a little boy. And he was real cutie, I tell you that. So thank you, Mr. Lindell. I also wanted to read the letter I got fairly recently from President Trump. And I'm reading it not because I expect people to, all be Trump supporters. There's a lot of reasons to be for Trump, and there's a lot of reasons to, be turned off by Trump. But, whether you understand it or not, God is in control, but we are supposed to steer the ship, okay? So, yes, bad things still happen, and children still get kidnapped and die of cancer, and, people get killed senselessly in car accidents and all those kinds of things. But there's a bigger power that's still in charge. And President Trump is the legitimate president of the United States. It's just that they cheated really, really so outrageously over the top that they were able to pretend that Biden won. Okay, so you want to send me hate mail and threats, fine. The FBI's watching me. They're also going to watch you. So think twice before you do something stupid. The thing is that with President Trump, you know what you're getting, okay? He's been vetted. He's been around a long time. He was a hero to the black community because he brought jobs in by not letting the Democrats run ghettos and make them unsafe and make them, you know, horrible. And, you know, the Democrats are so busy skimming off money for themselves, yeah, I said it, that they don't even care that the black people are having black-on-black violence, there's no jobs, and that the urban areas are becoming ghettos, just like Detroit used to be, have the highest income per capita, and now it's a ghost town, and beautiful mansions and beautiful places all going to wreck and ruin because the Democrats run the cities, okay? They take over by cheating, like they just did with the 2020 election. Then they skim off the money like a bunch of scumbag crooks, and they don't put it into the infrastructure. So nobody wants to have good schools because they don't want kids getting out of the ghetto. They want to keep those kids in the ghetto. They don't want them to be able to get ahead. And that's the truth. And if you correct, and then they end up in a mess like we're in right now. We are in such a big mess, people. It's way, way worse than most people are even understanding. I try to unpack it a bit so that it's easier to swallow. And I'm telling you that it's going to work out, but it's not going to work out by pretending nothing's wrong, okay? So just pay attention, pass it on, and we're going to get this show on the road. All right, one thing I wanted to say about the ghettos, you know, Dr. Ben Carson is a very sweet, wonderful, good Christian man, and he's African-American, if you don't know who he is, and he was put in charge of HUD by President Trump. And housing and urban development, because he came from the wrong side of the track, so to speak, and he pulled himself up. And guess what? He didn't get there by writing some rap music about, you know, dirty lyrics or talking about personal private parts like that famous rapper does. He got there. He got ahead by getting an education, and his mother encouraged them to read. And his mother was a very big advocate of turning off the TV and reading. And he and his brother, I think he has one brother, got themselves out of poverty and a good job. If you don't know it, Dr. Ben Carson is a brain surgeon, and the movie Gifted Hands was based on him, and Cuba Gooding Jr. played Dr. Ben Carson. The reason I'm mentioning that is because the part of the plan of Agenda 21 and 30 is that they make everyone come back to the cities. Part of that is because these people are whack jobs, and they, if you don't believe me, look at the Georgia Guidestones that the cabal put up overnight, and the Satanists go to worship there, et cetera. But they really want to reduce the population of the world. They said there's too many people that can't support the population of the world. And so they want to literally exterminate the population, but they also want to make sure people can't have children. And they also want to make sure that people are back in the cities because then they're easier to control. It's easier to lock down a city than it is an area that has a lot of rural areas and you know, sprawling suburbia. So these people have a very, you know, very well thought out, diabolical plan, and most people aren't aware of it because they think everything's fine and dandy, and it's not. And, you know, I don't want to be a downer, but it's such a slow process to get this mess cleaned up because they're everywhere. They're infiltrated. A lot of people are blaming President Trump for hiring people that turn out to be, you know, ineffective or bad, or that, you know, Truth Social that he's wanted to roll out has been so slow to roll out. I mean, I'm 1,500,000 on the list to get into it. I don't think that's President Trump's problem. There's people that are hiring people, and they don't have a vetting system in place to see what those people are. So all you need is about probably 10 saboteurs, 10 insiders that have been paid off under the table before they even got the job to make sure things don't go well. So they start censoring people. So then people are, I don't want to join up with True Social. They're censoring people. They put a couple of creepy people in there so that they can make sure that people don't get signed up quickly. So it's like, well, why? I'm waiting and on True Social, and I'm still not on it. I'm not on it. I know there's a lot of good people that are on it, but my point from telling you all this is that we are at war with not just external enemies. We have domestic enemies. We have domestic enemies that have infiltrated. And JFK, President Kennedy, before he was murdered publicly to make sure that nobody else would stand up, he tried to warn everyone about this. President Eisenhower did on his exit speech, saying that the military-industrial complex was a danger, because he saw that there could be an incentive to instigate wars and make people send their kids and spouses to war, but also that when you have a war going on, it puts the country into debt. So our founding fathers were very against getting into foreign entanglements. They wanted to make it independent. We had cotton mills. We had furniture makers. We had plantations. And yes, they did use slavery, but guess what? The whole world was and still is using slavery. And we were one of the first countries to say no. Wilberforce, who's a Brit, who said that slavery is wrong, and he kept advocating for that until people said, yeah, you're right. But guess who was selling the slaves? The Muslim nations from Africa. The tribes would sell their own neighboring tribes, and they were, the Muslims are selling them to the Europeans, and you need help, or we have some. And there was also indentured slavery going on, people that were treated worse than slaves, that could never get their debt paid off, and they ended up being slaves, but getting 10 cents a day or whatever it was, shillings or whatever they paid in back then, pence. So, we have a really horrible and really wonderful civilization history. And you can either put it in perspective and realize that, at the time, slavery was being used because they needed to settle this whole new big country called the New World, called America, and that it was instigated or advocated by more powerful people than us, and they decided that that was the way to go. Okay, and that also got overturned when civil rights, which was pushed by Republicans and blocked by Senator LBJ Johnson, who was Kennedy was forced to take on as his vice president, and Al Gore Sr., they blocked the Civil Rights Act that the Republicans were pushing because they wanted to take the credit for it. So you have to explore history before you start shooting your mouth off about it, okay? And most people haven't been taught a proper history because it's all watered down and smoothed over and erased by the Democrats who run education. And the Democrats are communists now. They're not socialists. They're not even, liberal. They're leftists, communists, and they're evil. And I'm sorry if you don't like that. That's the ugly, bitter truth. If that's the red pill you've got to swallow. And the Democrats made it so that they could take over education. So instead of having states that had good teachers like what I grew up with, they made it so that all the schools were being forced to teach the same crap and curriculum that Obama pushed through, the Common Core curriculum, which is another story for another day. But you can get really educated quickly on that subject and how that came to be if you look at Dr. Duke, like John Wayne, Duke, D-K-E, Pesta, just think pasta or pesta sauce, Dr. Duke Pesta, P like Paul, E-S-T-A. He's on YouTube, and he has quite a bit on the Common Core subject. And one of the ones that I think is the most interesting is Dr. Duke Pesta's brilliant Common Core speech. So look into it, because we are going to have to disengage, disconnect, and cut ourselves off from this cabal, this debacle that's going on, because they're not serving our interests, and we're paying their salaries, and they're doing a crappy, crappy job. And even the good ones that are in there are good CIA, there are good FBI, and good cops, and good politicians, good people in Congress. They're afraid to speak up because they don't want to have their lives wrecked up and ruined. They don't want to be persecuted. They don't want to. I'll tell you some of the things that have happened to me since I started speaking up. And I'm kind of afraid to tell you, because then you'll be like, oh, I'm not going to speak up. But when they start realizing that they can't keep picking us off one at a time, and when we stand up together and say, this is wrong, it'll stop. My water bill went up twice as much as it was normally. Twice as much. I mean, hundreds of dollars more. Okay, and we're very conservative with water. And there's no leaks. We walk the line, like the Johnny Cash song. You know, because you're mine, I walk the line. You walk the water lines, because it used to be an old farm. We thought, maybe there's a leak. There's no leaks. They just arbitrarily jumped up our water because they want our property. And that's what Agenda 21 is about as well. They force people to sell by making their taxes so high, or making, you know, power and water and municipal services and those kind of things, making it so impossible that, you know, especially older people, because usually you retire and you think, oh, I'm okay, I paid off my house and I'm old now and I can just enjoy my retirement. Not when your utilities and everything else keeps going up, and your property taxes. So they get you coming and going. And there's nothing in the Constitution that talks about paying income taxes. Somehow they're getting that too. So this is the thing. We've been accepting this kind of, I thought call it the cabal. And if you want to know more about the cabal, you could, there's a link on my front page of blog.laurabella, down by the bottom where the radio shows are embedded, called Fall Cabal. You want to know more about them and how they do such really devious, horrible things. It's right there. You know, read it. Okay, this is your country, and this is your life, and this is your children's future. So you've got to get engaged and get informed, because no one is going to come to you and say, is it okay with you if we jump your water bill twice as high as usual? They're just going to do it. And they know they can get away with it because they have all their little operatives, all their little communist shitheads, sorry, in high offices. I knew a fella who, name was Bob, and his wife is Debbie, and he was running for the water board for my area, and they wouldn't let him get in for nothing, because they were planning on doing this, making it so that the water bills would be so high. They already shut down San Onofre power plant, so now everyone's electric is crazy. And what I see happening is homeless people now suddenly. You have people who just can't pay their bills, can't find housing. They have some job, but they're basically working poor. They can't do well enough to get ahead, but they're barely keeping above water. So they're, you know, just, there's encampments under the overpass, the 15 overpass, right in front of Dick's Sporting Goods, on Auto Parkway and the 15 underpass is filling up with Tent City now, because people are hurting, okay? And it used to be that the organizations like the churches and Interfaith and the Salvation Army and so many others, they would, you know, be able to help when you had problems or couldn't, you know, got disabled, you couldn't work, or you started having mental problems or drug addiction. They used to be able to help, But they're overwhelmed now, and the churches can't do it all. And what happens? You end up having basically everything that is wrong in the ghettos that the Democrats run spilling over into every city and every town till it becomes unsafe, disgusting. It's kind of hard to feel good about, your life when you see people begging for food on the street. I mean, come on, we can do better than this. And I am very upset because I never saw the homeless problem until Biden got in. And that's because Biden, like B-U-Y-E-D-I-N, Biden is not in charge. You have very radical people in charge. So my reason for telling you this is that we're going to have a plan B. The plan B is going to be that we are going to disengage. We're going to have our own schools. We're going to have Montessori-type schools. We're going to have our own network of people that we know we can rely upon that aren't going to screw us over or cheat us. And we're going to just make it so that people can no longer get away with pretending that they're good leaders or they have good qualifications and then doing bad things, like what has happened now with the push for getting rid of Roe v. Wade. The woman that started that was involved with that case. She regretted it. But then, of course, they never interviewed her. She was on some shows that I watched that were discussing like how she didn't realize what was going on with that as she was being used. And that's another show. But by this happening, the state representatives are going to have to basically show their hand. They're going to have to say, yeah, I'm for abortion, or no, I'm not. So you can't have people that are actually leftist, radical, baby-killing, supporting people get into office now if this goes through the way it's supposed to. And I want you to pray for Justice Alito, because, he's taken fire for doing this. Thank God they got rid of that hag, Ginsburg, who wasn't a practicing Jew, by the way. Just that Jewish heritage doesn't make you a Jew. Because guess what? Jews don't support killing babies. Okay? And faux president Biden says that he is for killing babies. What kind of a Catholic is for killing babies, the unborn? I mean, come on, people. We can do better than this. We have to be more careful about who we put in office. If you want to call in and debate this, my number is 319-527-6779. This is a sore subject with me because when I was a young girl in high school, health education classes, they said, oh, it's just a glob of cells. There's not a baby yet. In the Bible, it says that the spark of life is put there from the very inception, okay? So it's not like God later on says, oh, I guess I better put a soul into that baby that's forming inside that person. The soul is there from the beginning. So if you kill a baby, you're a murderer, okay? That's plain and simple, okay? It's different if you are going to die yourself because something's going wrong. But that's very, very rare. So this idea that, we have to have abortion that's safe. And yeah, you have that, okay? This still will be the same kind of thing where you can sneak around and get an abortion just like it's always been. Abortions have been going on since the dawn of time. But we're talking about making it legal and then making it that they can sell the aborted parts of babies and they can keep them alive, dehydrating and starving while they find a buyer for the baby so that some pervert can have sex with them. Yeah, that's what's going on. Oh, don't get me started. So we're not going to let this happen, okay? And you have to give support, verbal, to Justice Alito, and I'd like to believe that there's a few other justices that are standing by him, because we can't be a city on a shining shining city on a hill if we are advocating aborting babies by the millions. And it's mostly the Black community that has been hit the hardest. They put an abortion clinic on every corner of a ghetto. You know, if you don't want to get pregnant, don't have sex. Okay, how about that idea? You don't even take a chance on getting pregnant if you don't have sex. And if you're so worried about having sex, then be on protection. But this idea that you can just have abortion on demand and that you can have women having multiple babies from multiple fathers and they're on welfare for generations and, you know, they don't even know who the father of their children is. Come on, let's have some class, people. You know, let's keep it classy, like Ron Burgundy from Anchorman, my son, one of his favorite movies. I'm trying to be funny, but, you know, let's keep it have some class, okay? All right, I'm done with that. Talking about schools, I was just watching this morning on Roku, which Roku has incredible shows. You know, you don't need to be on a stinking Netflix that's, you know, has Obama and his wife on it as advisors. You know, the both of them are disbarred. Okay, let's get that straight. They're both disbarred. And yet they're somehow getting content approval at Netflix. I mean, let's put it in perspective, people, okay? I don't need them giving advice on content. I don't even need them giving advice on anything. Freaking Marxist. Anyway, Roku has something that's, I guess it's called Treehouse Mass. The program actually aired in 2016, 2017. I was watching episodes, I think it was season 8. It's called the Owl Treehouse, O-W-L. There's a lot of people that think that owls are related to the Illuminati and that kind of thing. It was actually the mascot at my kids' school when they were little up in Valencia. And, you know, it was supposed to signify wisdom. And, well, it's a whole other story for, you know, this kind of occultic influence that we've had on our society. But an owl could be, I think owls are beautiful. I had an experience with a white owl once. And, but there are people that, you know, think of it as an evil symbol. So this whole treehouse that they were working on was designed after Fibonacci sequence, which if you don't know what that is, that's your homework. And it also had it incorporated different types of woods, which, you know, my husband's a woodworker, so I thought that was interesting. And the schoolhouse had a library, a lending library, where you could go and pick up a book and leave a book. And on top of it, they had basically the Montessori model being taught, and it was enrichment classes. So it ties right into what I've been talking about, which, you know, you can, if you have to send your kids to public school because you can't afford private, that's, you know, okay, that's the way it is. But it doesn't mean that you just, you know, turn over their education to these incompetent communist teachers that are not even sure if they're a woman or a man and, you know, think it's nothing wrong with having pedophile story, tranny story time or whatever, the, you know, men come in dressed as women and have kids sit on their lap and squirm around. I mean, come on. If you think that's okay as a teacher, then you're mental, okay? And that's how it's going to be from now on. We're going to call you people out. A guy on a video I was watching, he called out this school that was lining up these kids to go get tested for COVID without parental permission, just, you know, doing it. Well, guess what? On those swabs that they're shoving up kids' nose, and your nose for that matter, to test you for COVID, there's something on it that's graphene oxide or something like that. The name's gone out of my head. And it penetrates the blood barrier between your brain and you end up basically giving yourself the good possibility of getting cancer. Right? This is a whole thing that, like, when the Bible says we're battling wickedness in high places, and, you know, that it's a spiritual war as well as a real reality war. This is what it comes down to, is that they're getting us from all angles. I mean, they're coming at us in all different directions. So that's why we have to get healthy. We have to detach from them. We have to make it that corporations that are selling junk, selling food that has junk in it, like GMOs, or selling food that is packed full of sugar and, you know, packed full of chemicals and stuff that is not good for you, that they get less customers. So what I'm working on, and I'm going to be talking about it this week, is I don't want to say a green way, because that just, like, sounds like I'm some, you know, some, I don't know, it has a bad connotation to say if you want to go green. I was green before it was popular to be green. I mean, I was very much into trying to recycle and to be not wasteful with water and gas and all the other things that go along with living. But if we can just get this problem sorted out, where we make it that corporations that you think are, you know, like good companies, but they're actually putting all their money into funding the Democrats who keep doing what they're doing, which is pretty bad stuff, or they fund product, you know, they put money into products that are unhealthy, or they put money into making it so that you aren't really getting any health benefits from what you're taking because it's not really working. You know, like, what a concept to buy a product that actually works. I mean, is that too much to ask for? That actually does a good job of cleaning, or a good job of making you feel a little bit more perky, or making your hair look good, or whatever it might be. So that's the next thing that's going to be working on is trying to make a better choice. And then what I like about what I am doing is that you can build residual income, and like an insurance sale back, a bonus, whatever you want to call it, a perk from it. Well, you know, most of the very wealthy people in business either started in or continued with insurance. So, you know, there's something to be said to having a company or a side business or a plan B that gives you residual income. And I was actually doing this a long time ago, like 20 years ago. And I stepped away from it because I got a regular job. And I found that the regular jobs weren't that fulfilling. I really believe that you're going to love it when I get this information out to you. And I'll be talking about that more. Okay, so the letter from President Trump. Dear Lori, the liberal elites and fake news media and the Marxist Democrats hate America, and they hate you. He's right. The left wants you to believe that if you attend your children's local school board meeting and question the leftists in charge why they're teaching your kids the radical ideology of critical race theory, you should be labeled a domestic terrorist and reported to the FBI. And that's happened. I've seen the rest of parents at school boards because they spoke up, and they have police at school boards now. You know, they are afraid of us, and in the way they should be, because we trusted them and they broke that pact, that respect that we had for educators. I mean, I'll give you an example. Something happened to me. God showed me an accident that was going to happen at the school. I went to the principal. I said, this is going to happen. You got to get crossing guards on that corner. Those kids are walking across and there's going to be an accident. And he treated me with such disrespect. And this was years ago. And I think it was 3 or 4 days later, a kid got hit by a car. He broke his leg. He didn't die, thank God. But I tried to tell him, and they wouldn't listen. So, you know, we have got to be more engaged, not less. So that's partly what this is about as well. Continuing with President Trump's letter to me. If you support common sense election integrity measures like requiring voter ID, eliminating same day and automatic voter registration, enacting enforceable standards for counting absentee ballots, and prohibiting ballot harvesting, you're unpatriotic. And if you're having trouble paying higher prices for groceries, gas, and everything else, you must buy because of the raging inflation Biden's reckless socialist spending spree has unleashed on your pocketbook. You have high-class problems. This is what the Democrats want, you know, are pushing, that this is the way it is. Enough is enough. We must stop Joe Biden and his far-left enablers from destroying America and permanently reversing the gains you and I achieved by putting America first. And then he goes on to say that he's supporting a Republican National Committee. And that he realizes that, you know, right now there's two parties, Democrat or Republican. And so he's doing what he's supposed to do, which is, you know, I'm supporting the Republican National Committee, the RNC, and their efforts to elect Trump Republican majorities to the U.S. House and U.S. Senate in the 2022 elections. He goes on to say that... the fates of the Republican candidates and our party in the 2022 elections are both in the hands of patriots like you. Let me be perfectly clear about what is at stake for our nation if our party fails to win back control of the U.S. House and U.S. Senate or elect more Republicans to the state. You know, they fail to do that. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and their far-left overlords will continue to ram their big government socialist agenda of more taxes, more spending, more illegal immigration, border crossings, more inflation, and more regulations down the Americans' throats. The Biden Democrats' big tech cronies will use their terrible cancel culture to silence any voice that disagrees with them with their rush to tear down our society, our history, and our America First legacy. They can fundamentally transform America into a disastrous socialist welfare state. And then he goes on to ask for support of the fund to give whatever you can. Have you ever noticed that Donald Trump's signature looks like a heartbeat? That to me is a sign from God that he has our welfare, our best interests, our health at heart. But he got snookered on the lockdown and also on the virus because he grew up in the generation, you know, he's older than I am. He grew up in that generation where you trusted government, like the FDR government. You know, the FDR was in there for 12 years and he did a lot of harm. He arrested Japanese, he didn't arrest them. He rounded up Japanese and German Americans. People never mention that they went after the Germans. I mean, my grandpa was from Germany. He came before Hitler got into power. But they rounded up Japanese and German Americans under FDR. FDR also rounded up guns and gold. Okay, he took over like a dictator, and the stupid Democrats always act like FDR was, you know, oh, it's so wonderful. No, it wasn't, okay? It wasn't wonderful. You just didn't know any better, okay? He could have gotten into World War II way, way earlier, but he dragged his feet because he didn't want to wreck up what was going on over there, because what they were doing, if people would pay attention, they were gathering up art and money and seizing assets, and, you know, they didn't just leave all the, you know, when the Jews were rounded up and brought into the concentration camps. Some, you know, they went after what they was left behind. You know, the Jews were as a society, as a group, pretty wealthy because they had to be, because they were always shunned and treated strangely. And that's also biblical. But anyway, they had a lot of their art and gold and jewelry and, you know, special jewels and all kinds of stuff, you know, stolen when they did the horror show that Hitler and his supporters advocated. And I'll be frank with you, a lot of bishops and a lot of cardinals and even the Pope were pro-Hitler. And so was George Bernard Shaw, a playwright from England. So you have, you know, a lot of people that were on the wrong side of history. And FDR was on the wrong side of history. That you think that our government didn't know that the Japanese fleet was coming into Pearl Harbor? I have a hard time believing that. I mean, how brain dead do you have to be? Something went wrong. Somebody passed, like, hey, this is going on, and oh, let's just bury that. You know, that was a surprise, and everyone was taken off guard. That's true. But there's way more to that backstory that people don't want to talk about. And FDR was in charge during that. So Bill O'Reilly and people like you who think, you know, oh, things are good under FDR. No, they were not good under FDR. You had a whole generation of people coming back from the war after World War II. And then they made jobs, veterans, you know, coming home. And, you know, there wasn't anything for them to get into because the woman had taken over a lot of the jobs that the men were doing because the men were at war. You want to know more about that? There's two movies I can recommend that I think are good. It's a Wonderful Life and The Best Years of Our Lives. And one that is a Dutch movie that was made in 2006 called Black Book. And it pretty well shows you how, you know, people are profiteers. They find a way to make money and, you know, they if they don't have any scruples, they do it. So, you know, oh, I'm going to help you get out of the country, you know, it's like during World War II with the Jews. They didn't help them get out of the country. They robbed them and left them for dead. So, like, all kinds of bad things happened during war. So to have a president be pro-war means that somebody is getting rich and it's sure not going to be you, and you might end up losing a loved one as well. My boss that I had when I was at Prince University, I had men boss. I had male bosses, which is a story from another day. But one was a woman, and she was a great lady. But her fiance died, I think, during Vietnam, and she never married. And, you know, wars have consequences. You disrupt lives. You kill civilians accidentally during it. You, come home with people, you know, that are injured with their legs and arms missing or faces badly burned or trauma that they can never get over, that they have PTSD for the rest of their lives. I mean, all kinds of troubles. I have a brother-in-law who lost a lot of his friends in Vietnam. He didn't go because he had medical condition, but, you know, it's not something we should be, you know, trying to getting into lightly. Now, what's going on? Well, I'm not going to go there, but I'm telling you this because of how the media is spinning things, and they spin it as they're told. And they're not even like, it's not, we don't have a free and fair press anymore. And, you know, for Jimmy Carter to go around, Jimmy Carter was president before Bush Sr., before Reagan. You know, Jimmy Carter, the nuclear engineer, he passed himself off as a, you know, I'm just a old country boy, peanut farmer. No, he was a nuclear engineer. And he told us when the gas prices were high, when there was a gas shortage, you know, deal with it. He told us when people couldn't afford to put their heat on, put a sweater on. I mean, that was his solution. Typical Democrat just makes things worse. And he also said that the malaise, which it means like stagnation, that we'll, you know, just deal with it, just get it. Like he had no solutions for anything. And he also was the one that started the Department of Ed, which made the Department of Education, which made the curriculum in the education department become so out of control because they started just erasing the true history and putting in and glossing things over and shaping society by lies. So for him, for President Jimmy Carter to talk about free and fair elections, I find that really offensive because he goes around the country advocating for that, but he has no problem with what happened in 2020. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not saying that you know, he has to get out there and be vocal about it, but you know, for a person who supposedly, you know, if you don't know it, President Jimmy Carter was involved with Habitat for Humanity. But I mean, I like to think he's a humanitarian, but he doesn't seem to understand that if we don't have free and fair elections in America, then, you know, and we don't have free speech and we're having censorship and the president of the United States was censored from Twitter and I was and so many other people were, you know, if he doesn't understand that that's wrong, then he's really not someone that we should even be paying attention to when he does speak because he's irrelevant, okay? That's how we have to look at things. These people are not serving us. They're not protecting us. They don't care about us, and they've proven it over and over and over and over again. Like, what does it take to get through to you? Are you like a abused person that you want to be, you know, over and over again, have your face slapped? I mean, are you a sadist? We have to be more careful about what we do and what we buy and from who we buy it. Companies that I thought were actually good companies turn out that they're not. That's why the company I'm going to be advocating for, they've been around since the 1980s. They have, a, you know, well rated with the BBB. It's U.S. made, U.S. you know, control, and you're not going to find something weird in your food or your products that you're using. And yeah, have a lot of good natural products. And the other avenue, the other part of it is that if you're getting things from small farms, like there's another company, Zulily, that tries to use smaller companies and do like Zuzu's Petals in It's a Wonderful Life. It's Zulily. I'm gonna be talking to them soon. They try to help small farms, so you might end up, you know, paying a little bit more for a product, but you're helping a small business, and that small business also is helping other businesses because they're buying locally from getting their products and their supplies for making whatever it is that they're making. So it has a ripple effect, and that's how we have to look at things from now on, that we're going to have to go John Galt. And if you don't know who John Galt is, watch the movie or read the book, Atlas Shrugged. And that book is about what happens when the makers say, we've had enough. We're not playing a game anymore. The world comes to a standstill. Because when the people that are smart, the people that are doers, the people that are movers and shakers, creators and designers and all the other talented people that are out there, if we say we're not playing in your pool anymore, we're going to go to our own pool, guess what happens? We make the other pool clean up their act. That's one way of looking at it. So we are going to do something great, and that also ties into what I announced on another channel, on the Operation Rainbow channel, blogtalkradio.com, Operation Rainbow. It's called that because it's near Rainbow, California. We're going to start doing our own well, it's already happening. I've been saying we're going to start. It's already happening. Making independent movies, making more plays, writing more books, more children's songs and stories, things that make life beautiful. I mean, when I have that as my slogan, it's also a double entendre, meaning has double meaning. I want life to be beautiful, but I also want life, meaning, keeping, not killing unborn, beautiful. It should be such an easy concept that we nurture and protect the elderly, the disabled, the infirm, the unborn, the people that need help when they've gone through something, whether it be addiction or had, their lives wrecked because they lost their income and lost their job suddenly and they weren't expecting it, so they didn't have any backup plan, any plan B. I mean, when what happened to my family was done, it was out of the blue. I didn't see it coming, and we weren't prepared. And so that's why I'm a big advocate for Plan B. And it's also what I call a win-win solution, because it helps you in so many ways, and you'll find out why about that more in the future. Okay. I want to talk about some of the places to go in Carlsbad, because I'm hoping that people will come for the Stampede, the Valley Center Stampede Rodeo Memorial Festival. And for short, I call it the Fest in the West. And, it's not going to be too long. It's the 27th and the 28th of this month. There's also, as a reminder, May 7th, the Skippity-Doo-Dah event in Florida that the victims of trafficking. And, that's a really good website that was put out by a realtor, Angela. And they're trying to make it a fun, interactive event with food and, and exercise and fun involved. And our rescue, which is Operation Underground Railroad, we got Tim Ballard, who just had a movie made out about his life with Jim Caviezel playing him. Tim Ballard is part of the Skippity-Doo-Dah event, and so is, and we know, LT, retired Marine, who has a great channel with videos of information and stuff that you won't see anywhere else, because he's got a lot of contacts around the world, lived all over the world. And Melissa of freedomforce.live. And they don't know that I talk about them all the time. So, I know that it's the right thing to do, so I do it. But that's one thing, that if you want to be part of Operation Rainbow, you got to get connected to the right people. And part of that is finding out what it is that you want to do. So, you can send me an email, you can call, and I'll point you the right way. Like if you want to get into theater production or things like that, I know people that are in that field. I can't promise that I'm going to, get you an acting job. I'm not saying anything that's not, I can't back up, but I am saying that I can kind of, point you the right way. If you say you're a great child entertainer, how are they going to know about you if you're not in Circle directory? That's what it comes down to. It's like you're going to have all these events, things that are happening, fundraisers and ways to get involved, like with raising money for the Rawhide Ranch so that they can take more kids in, the rescued kids and kids that are in need, would benefit from going to such a wonderful place. How are you going to find the things that you need if you don't know where, if you're just going to, what, I guess, look online and hope that the person turns out to be, you know, reliable and good, and that their food is good, or that their entertainment is good, or that they're not actually a, you know, pervert in disguise that, you know, that wants to get near kids, or, I mean, or says that they're coming and they don't show up. I mean, I'll give you an example. When I was organizing this big event, it was called the 60th anniversary celebration. It was for a college. I worked like a dog on that, as usual, and I did so much. And one of the things I was excited about was a balloon ride that they were doing. And because I looked over the contract. I didn't have the college's lawyer look at it, but I looked over the contract and it looked solid to me. But it turned out that all they had to do was show up. They didn't have to actually go up. So the balloon company came. They kept their, you know, their part of the contract, but they said that it was too windy to go up that day and give balloon rides. And so they didn't do it. They didn't even go, like, off the ground. They didn't even, like, you know, tether themselves and then go up. And that, I thought about that because I was thinking about Around the World in 80 Days, which we've been watching that show. And it was an old movie, but they just did a remake on it. And so it made me think about balloons. And it made me remember about how that went down. And, of course, because I was involved with organizing that big event, which was designed to raise money for the college to do a rehab, because they hadn't been using their money correctly because they are paying too much to their administrators. You know, they blame me about for that, because, you know, the balloon rides that were being advertised didn't come off. And but the company that did it, you know, they fulfilled their obligation. They showed up and they set up. They just didn't go up. So that's what I mean about having a directory of really, you know, vetted professionals who you can rely upon, and that they're going to do what they say and say what they mean what they say, and that they're going to, you know, make it so that you can enjoy the event that you're trying to do, or the wedding that you're, you know, doing, or whatever it is that you're involved in, and that they can be relied upon. But it also goes into, you know, there are entertainers, speakers, people that are performers, you know, that'll go to different places. I mean, like, for example, when I went to the March 11th event, the Reawaken America Thrive Time show that was held in northern San Diego, in San Marcos, right near college, so that's a really strategic place to have it. When I went to that, Jim Brewer, I think it's Jim Brewer, B-R-E-A-U-R-E-R, he came, and he lives in Florida. He used to live in Jersey. A lot of people are involved in this thing that, you know, I'm advocating, that are from Jersey, like Pastor Khan has his, Jonathan Khan, the author, who's a pastor and a rabbi, who's a Jew who came to Christ. He's in Jersey. And James, the comedian James Brewer, is from Jersey. But he came all the way from Florida to go to the Reawaken event in California. So, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to accomplish is to get people joined together so that they can easily put on these events, because they're going to be happening more and more, and there's going to be more in the spreading out to other countries, not just America. And Canada is very much involved. When I went to the 9/11 event that was celebrated on, or it wasn't a celebration, it was more of a very somber memorial on 9/11. I was on the Midway. And a friend of my husband's had organized it, who was a fireman from New York City, but he had retired in California. And he took it on himself to organize this huge event to memorialize the people the first responders who were involved with 9/11. And I was on that out in the Midway, and I was so shocked that there were people from all over the world there to pay their respects, and a lot of them were from Canada. So one thing with the Rolling Thunder and the truckers, you know, that were up in Canada, you know, the event in Florida, in Sarasota, Skippity-Doo-Dah, they have a motorcycle group involved. Anyway, it's going to be getting bigger and bigger, and it's exciting. So my whole idea with blog.laurabella and the In Circle directory that's on that tab on the website is to get everyone linked in and looped together. And this isn't to go against any other existing thing that's out there, like, you know, like BBB or Nextdoor or whatever. Like, you know, there's lots of other places to get your referrals from and your information from. But my whole concept was that you keep it in one place, so it makes it more streamlined, and that it also makes it more like a community, and it also helps people who are struggling, who have lost their jobs or had their hours cut, or they quit their job because they didn't want to get the jab. I mean, there's a lot of pilots that have walked away from their jobs or taken early retirement because they didn't want to, you know, they spend their whole lives, you know, not drinking too much, not taking drugs, and then they have their employer at, you know, an airline say, you're going to get this thing and you're going to get booster shots as well. I mean, how do you think that makes people feel, people who have spent their lives being health conscious, to be told that they've got to inject themselves with something? I mean, I've always been very anti-drug, and I think that as soon as they started pushing it 24/7 and every damn commercial and everywhere you went, you'd see, you know, get the jab. I was like, what is going on? And so I did my own investigating, and I listened to StopWorldControl.com, which is a coalition of great doctors and lawyers and scientists who, you know, are taking seriously their oath to first do no harm, the Hippocratic oath they took when they became doctors. So they got the word out, thankfully, and saved a lot of lives. But, you know, a lot of people just go along with things because they trust the government. We can't trust the government anymore. Most incompetent, evil, unworthy, perverted, detrimental, evil people are running things. So I'm mentioning that because I'm asking you to basically circle your wagon with me, because I'm not evil, I'm not perverted. So I'm asking you to understand, like, there's a bigger picture involved here, and it has to do with, you know, that it kind of came to a crescendo when for 6-7 years in a row, Disney had several, if not hundreds, of employees arrested for doing, you know, despicable things related with children. Then, you know, something's wrong. There's a big infection there. Something's wrong. And if you're a shareholder there, I think you should sell because, you know, something is not right with that place if they can't seem to, you know, hire decent people. So if you want to be with decent people, people that want to make life beautiful, want to make the world a better place, you know, truly, not just a slogan, you know, think about what I'm going to be sharing later this week about what I'm doing for my plan B, and also think about getting involved with Operation Rainbow. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, Operation Rainbow, and learn more about it. You can also see on blogtalkradio.com in circle pros. That's kind of where the people who are the professionals can get heard. So you can either be a guest and I can interview you and talk about what you do. Or, you know, I'm not opposed to having, you know, people use the platform. It just is a little awkward because I have to, you know, talk to you and vet you first. So, I mean, there's all kinds of good stuff that can happen. There's a platform that, you know, could be maybe for teachers who want to work one-on-one with kids, but maybe remotely so that they don't have to go traveling, as gas is so expensive, especially out here in California. That's another thing with what I'm doing, my plan B. Reason I'm excited about it, too, is because I told you I was kind of out in the sticks, out in the Podunkville, boondocks, whatever you want to call it, Timbuktu. when we go to town, it's like, you know, we do a lot of errands all at one time. We don't, we're not 5 minutes from town. So I would like the idea of having what I need for my personal care and my household care and, other things that are related, having it delivered. So it also saves gas, but it also is good for the environment. So, you know, these people that are talking about being, you know, environmentalists and, like Leonardo DiCaprio, he flies around in a private jet. So does Al Gore. You know, he's too good to be on a commercial jet with the rest of us peons, but he's talking about saving the planet and, you know, fossil fuel and all this stuff. And until we have, you know, solid alternatives, we can't just go cold turkey off of oil, okay? It's illogical, okay? We have to do this step by step. And, you know, to be quite frank, right now, there is free energy. Tesla was working on that, okay? And they stole that and shut him down, too, as in got him. He was on a bike and he got, you know, just happened to get hit by a truck. Yeah. I mean, these people are so damn wicked. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. I don't know about you, but that's how I feel about it. Anyway, the reason I'm going on about this is because this is a great day. We're actually going to see the end of the unconstitutional legalization of killing babies and unborn. If that actually comes to pass, like I think it's going to, we're going to see a big, big change in our country, in our world, and you're going to see that God's grace will be bestowed upon us once again, because we're not advocating the death of His people. And if you want to know more about that, you know, Alex Jones. People make fun of him, but Alex has a big heart and he cares about people. And he happens to know a lot of people. He knew people in Hollywood. He worked in Hollywood. They tried to recruit him into the, you know, Satanist club. They don't say like, hey, want to come to a Satanist party? They say, you know, we can get you anything you want, and you have to just, you know, bow down to Satan. And then he's like, what? So if you want to know more about how this thing is that is, you know, really out of control now, I guess what I would say is that we have a lot of stuff going on under our noses that people aren't aware of, but some of it's out there now, and they're not even trying to hide it anymore. If you don't know it about it, they started this Ministry of Truth. I mean, that's straight out of the 1984 book by George Orwell, who was a British intelligence agent when he was young. And he's, you know, this wasn't fiction. He was telling you what the plan was. And the Ministry of Truth was where you go and they indoctrinate you and until they torture you and until you accept what they're telling you is true, even though you know it's not, like 2 + 2 = 5, they won't leave you alone. Well, they just started this Ministry of Truth thing, and that they're pretending that it's about making sure that the truth is out there, the facts are out there. The only thing they care about is keeping power, so they can keep control of the money and keep their side deals going, which is in the billions. They make up billions off of human trafficking and drug running and weapon running and secret selling and blackmail files. And it's a big, nice, fat, lucrative operation. And that's all they care about. They don't care if we're, eating maggots to stay alive. They don't care, okay? They're going to shut down the food production. They're going to make it so that the trucks, have to charge a lot more because of the companies that make food, because of the increase in getting it transported and transport the increase in energy prices that should, have increase in water. I mean, this is a very diabolical plan, and it's been in the works, and people in Congress knew about it, and they pretended they didn't. And they were too wimpy to do anything about it. They just wait till the stuff hits the fan, and then we all get stuck, in the aftermath trying to figure out what to do. So with that in mind, you've got to start thinking about where you spend your money. By one of my last other episodes was, what's in your wallet. And where do you spend your money? Think about who you're giving your money to. These big corporations, these big cabal organizations. I used to not have any attitude about like Target and Walmart and all these other ones, but now I realize, they didn't care that they ruined Michael Lindell's, business by not refusing to have his products. I mean, Nordstrom's Rack refused to carry Ivanka Trump's fashion line, and they were basically giving it away just to punish Trump. I mean, think about that. These Midwestern, hardworking people, I think the Nordstrom's started off in the Midwest. I might be wrong about that. But like, these are people that supposedly in the Midwest are, farm stock and a bunch of Swedes and Germans, and I think Lawrence Welk was from the Midwest, farm boy. I mean, all these, what I call the apple dumpling gang, people that are good people and hardworking people, Dr. Pohl, P-O-H-L, the incredible Dr. Pohl, he's a veterinarian in Michigan, I believe. We watch his show and love it. These are good people, yet they keep voting for basically communist light, socialist Marxist. I mean, come on. So, this idea that we have to be ashamed to be capitalist or ashamed to be putting America's interests first, or that we have to be letting everybody and their uncle into our country even if they don't want to work and they just want to sponge off of the working people, We don't have to take that, okay? We don't. We can actually disengage, and you'll find out how in the coming weeks when I tell you a little bit more about what I'm doing. But if everyone, it doesn't have to be you do what I'm doing, but I think you got to think about it, okay? You can't be just going along with what they're pushing. Like I do not have a subscription to Netflix anymore because I didn't like it that they put people that are totally unworthy of being in charge of content on their board, and that's Obama and his thing he's married to. So, I really feel strongly about what I do, and that's partly why I get targeted. I mean, it took us months to get our solar situation straightened out. It's trying to, make it so that it wouldn't happen. And it took, 4 months when it should have taken maybe 3-4 weeks, right? They're screwing with people. They, as I told you, the water, they oh, your bill's double. Oh, well, that's the way it is. You know, they're just without any integrity, without any morality. So we're going to get those people out of office, out of power, out of being in charge of the water department and in charge of the education department and in charge of your local school board. And, you know, it just means show up and speak up. And they can't go after all of us. There's more of us than there are of them. They're the minority. The Democrat Party, the far left of the commies, they pretend that they're, you know, the majority, that they're 50%. They're not. They're 25-30% tops. And most of them are not even from this country. So, you know, we have been infiltrated. We're not going to take it anymore. And that's how we have to look at things. All right, I wanted to tell you, I wanted to give you a heads up on something that is far in the future, but I want you to think about it because it ties into people getting more involved with community events. And also remembering our traditions. On December 9th and 16th, fun and festivities are just around the corner at the Sheridan Fireside Stories with Santa. And a lot of the things that are going to be happening, they're trying to do where they make it so they give something back. When you order the autumn rum cocktail during the month of November, they'll donate $5 to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Carlsbad and the Aqua Edonia, the Lagoon Foundation. I wasn't even aware of that foundation. And the Bazaar Del Mundo, 50 Years of Exciting International Shopping. And that's coming. Oh, I think if you want to know more about that, the Bazaar Del Mundo, BazaarDelMundo.com. The whole idea is that you get people meeting each other face-to-face and talking to each other, and then you realize, like, good, you know, we have more in common than I thought, or, oh, you think that's a good place to go, or I'm looking for a pet sitter, oh, I know someone, you know. So it's about connections and interconnections, I guess, would be the right way to put it. But on top of it, it's really hard to, if you know people in your community, you're less likely to try to rob them, less likely to steal their mail, less likely to, keep, if you see something like a fire or a kid being grabbed or whatever, you know, you're more likely to speak up. I was driving home fairly recently, and I saw a little kid, like maybe 7 or 8, walking by themselves on this back road, and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, this would be so easy just to pull up and, you know, if I was a bad person, you know, pull her into the car and SUV and, you know, go away. Start paying attention to your kids, people. I mean, pay attention to what they're looking at. Pay attention to what they're doing. And don't leave them unattended. And don't assume that people, you know, that you live out in the country, so nothing's there. You've got to be on guard like a watchdog. I have friends who had both were engineers and are still engineers. And their daughter was molested while she was at the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, who would have thought that the Boys and Girls Club would have had somebody that would do that? But it wasn't done by the people in charge. It was done by another kid to their daughter. So, you know, the idea that you can just have your kids being raised and taken care of by other people is not necessarily a good idea. I mean, I'm very big on trying to work from home because then you can keep an eye on your own children and you can correct them when they do wrong. I mean, my kids were always very kind to each other. They never very loving and very respectful and enjoyed each other. And I like to think I had something to do with that. But if you have kids that are being raised by indifferent people, they're not going to care whether or not your kids are behaving badly. So, yeah, then you might have a good caregiver, and so you're happy. But, you know, if you're putting them into like a child care facility, YMCA type of thing, you know, you don't, it might not be the instructors, the caregivers that are the problem. It could be the students that they're with, you know. They could be with really, you know, bad kids that are bullies or kids that are, you know, doing thievery, stealing. So that's another reason why having your own business makes sense. You can also, with what I'm doing, get a residual income, but it's also that you can get the tax write-offs for having a business. So anyway, we'll talk more about that in the future. If you want to call in and express yourself, 319-527-6779. So I think we do have a lot to celebrate, and I do think that it can change the whole atmosphere, because when I have pictures that I've saved from 1950 where all the skyscrapers in New York City were lit up in such a way that it looked like a cross on all the buildings. We embraced our Christianity. We weren't apologetic about it. We weren't ashamed about it. We weren't keeping it in the closet. And we weren't pretending that this nation was settled by Muslims or settled by, I don't know. We were unabashedly people of faith, and we didn't try to push out other faiths, but we definitely didn't apologize for, you know, the majority faith, which is Christian Judaic or Judeo-Christian. But now that's not the way it is. They had no issue putting the goddess of Shiva, which is the goddess of destruction, her image on the Empire State Building, which is basically saying, put a curse on you. It's displaying that was a occult, satanic thing to do. I'm not saying that the goddess of Shiva is satanic. I'm saying it's not something wonderful and good. It's something horrific, okay? There's a lot of strange beliefs out there. And it really bothered me because my grandpa, one from Germany, helped to build the Empire State Building. So, you know, I have to see this horrific, wicked-looking face with the tongue sticking out, staring out on the building, really upset me. It upset me when I saw in Belgium a person strung up without a painting of a person hanging like a sack of meat, like a carcass of cattle, you know, like a cow carcass, but instead it was a person on this building painted on the outside of the building like a mural. And that the people in Belgium didn't have any issue with displaying a person displayed as a hunk of meat. Is that how they look at us, that we're just, you know, no different than a cow or, you know, some other, a pig or whatever that, you know, we put into a butcher to be slaughtered? So pay attention. Don't go to sleep. Pay attention, because we're in the part where we're going to be seeing wonderful things, including more and more miracles, more and more things that we thought were hopeless, like this Roe v. Wade. I never thought in my lifetime that would go away. And they're not mad because, you know, the left is going to say, I need to have my abortion. I have to have that right. If you really want to get an abortion, you'll find a place to go get an abortion. But we're no longer going to fund it with our tax dollars. You're making taxpayers, making Christians, people of faith, of other faiths, you're making us complicit with that sin of killing an unborn child. So if you want an abortion, you can find a way to get an abortion. And as I said, it's always going to be legal if the mother's life is in danger, which is very rare. It's much safer to stay pregnant and deliver the baby and then give it up for adoption to a church or an organization than it is to get an abortion. Many more people die of abortion complications than of pregnancy. Pregnancy is not unsafe. Abortion is unsafe. So this idea, yes, it's safe to consider abortions, that's a bull lie, okay? They know that it's not true. What they're worried about is keeping control of the free product that they're getting, the aborted dead baby that was in severe agony and gasping for air the last few minutes of their life. That's what they're worried about getting. They want to get it and they want to sell it because they're a bunch of ghouls and monsters and vampires and evil, demented, possessed people. And that's how we have to look at it from now on. No more are we going to just be like, oh, I guess that's the way it is. That law, Roe v. Wade, was pushed through without any debate, without any input from the public, without putting it to the state to make their own decision. So if you want to get an abortion, go to California to get it, but you can't get it in, Texas or whatever. However, they could have done it that way, that the states got to decide, because that means that the public, the people, the taxpayers, the people that pay the salaries of these lunatics, that we have a say. They just went right around. They went back, like I said, the backdoor way, and they shoved it through. And they acted like, it's just the way it is. No, it's not the way it is. We are taking our country back, and we're either going to win or you're going to be dead, one or the other. So step out of the way, or there's going to be hell to pay. That's my new slogan. Step out of the way, or there'll be hell to pay. I'm serious, because we are they took advantage of us being too nice. We're being fools. We're being wimps. We're just saying, we're just going to take it. No, we're not going to take it. Okay, that's not the way it's going to be. And so I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that this evil shall fall, the cabal will fall, and we will rule and reign the way God intended, as he described in the book of Acts, and that there will be a new day coming, and we are taking our nation and our world back, and this evil will not stand, and they will be punished, and justice is coming. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. So anyway, that's my message for today. If you have a few more minutes, if you wanted to call in and tell me what you think. I love Jesse Kelly, this Jesse Kelly show, because he says, send me your hate mail, your death threats, and anything else you want to say. And he's so, so funny. And, I think there's so many great talents out there, like Awaken with JP. He's that red-haired guy that does what I would call satire, where he says truths, but he wraps it up so it seems like, you have to watch him. He's on YouTube. And, Jesse Kelly always says how, handsome and brilliant he is and all this stuff. But one thing he talks about a lot is food. And so I wanted to talk to you about two things that he talked about that I didn't know about. And I figured Jesse's in the know, so I'll talk about it with you. I just wanted to mention, Kirk Cameron's Campfire Revival. Kirk is a good guy, and he's the one that made the movie Monumental. He was on the TV show for years, and he knows a lot of people in Hollywood. And if you're listening and you are liking what I'm saying, there is a group for people who are actors who are not far left whack jobs and baby killers. And it's called Friends of Abe, as in Abe Lincoln, because Abe Lincoln was a Republican who freed the slaves, but the Democrats took credit for that too. Anyway, so check him out. He's on Facebook, Kirk Cameron, Campfire Revival. That's his little thing he's got going. It's not that little, but, it's something that definitely makes sense. But what I was mentioning, Jesse Kelly, so he mentioned a few things that I wasn't aware of, and I think they're worth passing on. So I'm going to go over to that now. Sorry for the noise. Good Ranchers. All right. When I was talking about food, Jesse Kelly is always talking about, you know, he's such a great cook. He makes these great hamburgers and, you know, recipes, and he's eaten everywhere. He's a big fan of Red Lobster, which I am too, which is funny. But he mentioned this company called GoodRanchers.com, and there's another one too called Moink. I think it's gone back to advertisers, but this helps our local ranchers and farmers, and what they call it curated boxes, meaning gathered and specially selected, vetted and approved type of thing. So GoodRanchers.com, and I forget what his URL is. I guess it's Jesse Kelly. And I don't mind helping him because I think he's doing good. I think he's a show that your kids can listen to and learn history, learn from a perspective. I mean, one thing I regret, I have very nice, you know, people in my family and my circle, but one thing I really regret is that our kids grew up without having like macho men around, so to speak. Like men, like my neighbor can gut a skin an animal and, you know, fix it up and, you know, cook it and do, you know, our son doesn't have to do that. You know, like I regret that our kids weren't exposed to more, you know, like special forces and people in the military, that kind of thing, because I think you can learn a lot from them. Let's see. So, sorry for the noise. Okay, so that was Jesse's tip. There's also something called OneShare, which I'm still looking into. It's an alternative for health care. You know, they have organizations that are faith-based, and so it's a religious exemption that you can get out of Obamacare. And, you know, if you are starting a business or you suddenly find yourself unemployed, there is a solution that's affordable for taking care of your health care, not your, you know, and the coverage is pretty reasonable. And I also think that it's a way that you can stay out of Obamacare. Because, you know, if you haven't realized it, the whole concept of Obamacare was to get, find out what you know, what you, you know, how much you make, you know, how much you have in the bank, you know, who you are, and so that they can, you know, put the screws to you. So, like it used to be that you would find a good insurance company, like, you know, Blue Cross or whatever, other health care provider, and you pay your bill, and, you know, that would be that. Now you have to go through this whole, you know, horrible ordeal with Obamacare and all the other things that are connected to it, and the people he hired were such bad people. Ugh. So it makes it that even if you're pretty healthy, that the richer, the people that are well are sick are being taken care of, which is great, but that's being done by the people who are paying the most for their health insurance. And so all the illegal aliens that they're bringing in, they're getting it for free, but you've got to pay for insurance. So OneShare is a solution to that, so is MediShare. I also want to recommend getting AARP out of business and going with AMAC. I'll be talking about that more in the future. AARP always supports Democrat, Socialist, Communist, Marxist, and, you know, put your money to another organization that very reasonable, like less than $20 a year to be a member, all kinds of benefits. And, you know, AARP is not looking out for you, or they would have been against these stupid shots that people are dropping over from. Yeah, I said it. What are you going to do about it? Anyway, skippity-doo-da. I want to mention that they have a really good site that's set up with volunteers, and they have some human trafficking facts, and they have their sponsors on the front page. It's a good one to follow as an example because they had a lot of help in putting it together. I didn't, so it makes a big difference. So use that one, skippydoodah.com. Use it as an example to follow if you're going to do something yourself and try to help with raising money for sending kids to camp at Rawhide Ranch. You know, there would be other camps being made, other summer camps and children's camps and healing centers and schools and all kinds of stuff going to come blossoming from this. So right now, you know, I'm asking you to help support Rawhide Ranch out here in, you know, Rainbow, California, because they've been doing it since 1962. They know what they're doing, and they have, you know, strong roots and good results. But please don't fall for people saying, oh, I'm collecting money for the camp, you know, and they're just really collecting it for themselves. Send it straight to Rawhide Ranch, and I have the information on the website. I made it, we've been getting, there are donations coming in, but they are sending them straight to the ranch, which is fine. So when I put, I click on the, you know, show the donor wall, it doesn't show any, it shows that there's activity, but it doesn't show, you know, you can select whether you want to be on the donor wall is what it comes down to. The reason I was pushing to have it like that is because I wanted to be able to put people into the prize, in for prizes so that the name gets pulled. And one of the things that I had organized, thanks to Podcatcher Inn up near Hearst Castle in Cambria, was a two-day getaway on the beach. It's a really beautiful place. So I wanted to say, yeah, you know, thanks for donating, and, you know, you're in the drawing, and then just do the public drawing. In the past, I've done that. What, you know, you do it in front of everyone so everyone sees you, rotate the drum around with the raffle tickets or drawing tickets in it, and, you know, it's pretty obvious, you know, you do it live. There's no doubt about it. So that was the plan, but right now, I'm kind of hoping that I can be at the Valley Center Stampede Rodeo Memorial benefit, because then maybe I could, you know, ask to have a table and set up a donation station for the Rawhide Ranch there. I mean, I really feel strongly about trying to find a solution. I mean, right now the our rescue, you know, they're spending their money on operations, and then they have the people afterwards. So you have to find, you know, care for the people and the children. And so you have to have a whole network of aftercare set up, and they need help. And other organizations that are connected to it need help. So, you know, my idea is put it all in one place, make it nice and easy. And anyway, I wanted to say again that skippydoodah.com has a good site to follow for setting up your own event or fundraiser to help the Rawhide Ranch or to help whatever organization you're, you know, putting your heart into. I'm saying it has to be, you know, Operation Rainbow, but, you know, whatever it is, I really think that they have put together a good website as an example to follow as far as trying to explain the human trafficking issue. You know, why are hundreds of thousands of kids going missing? What's happening to them? Why are they being taken? it's not just for sex and it's not just for slaves. It's more to it than that. And I've tried to talk about it. On my website, blog.laurabella.com, since it's my website that I pay for with my money, I am going to put up a video that kind of shows some shocking things. And I'm going to put a password on it so that a little kid can't go in there and look at it. And the password will be Glory. All right, so a little kid's not going to guess at that, okay? But that's what it's going to be. And you can see for yourself what we're talking about and why so many people are standing up. As I said, Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, Gory, G-O-R-Y. And it's going to be up there in the next, probably by tonight. I've had it for a long time. It's partly what got me invested and serious about trying to get the word out about what was happening. And it's going to knock your socks off. It's pretty terrible. But if you're not in the mood to get shocked, you can go on duckduckgo.com, which doesn't censor their information like Google does, and just put in the words human trafficking. And it'll bring up a lot of graphics and things that you can look at and get a quick education that way too. Craig Sawyer, who runs Vets for Child Rescue, who's doing great work, based in Texas, I believe. He has PDFs that you can print out and distribute. You can even have tell your school you want to have a meeting. You're paying those taxes on that school. You have a right to use the school. You can't do a fundraiser for yourself. You can't promote your business necessarily, but you can be a sponsor and you could say, I'm going to have some refreshments and some snacks or whatever. I want to have an educational seminar on sex trafficking and the things, the signs and the signals to look for and how you can combat this and what to do and how you can tell it's going on or who someone's doing it. And with public, you quickly solve this issue because most people, luckily, aren't seeing this kind of stuff. They are not aware, and hopefully that stays that way. On that skippydoodah.com site, that's a song that they movie. Song of the South, I guess it's called. That one. Anyway, it goes and links over to R like rabbit, P like push, O R like rabbit .org. And there's a lot of good information for getting people educated quickly. And once that happens, we kill the cabal, we kill their efforts to undermine our nation, to take our tax dollars and waste it. I mean, you have billions going to other countries, and we have this kind of stuff going on in our own country. I mean, hello. Why are we allowing that? If our country could balance the books, then why are we not doing that? I would really suggest you look at openthebooks.com. Andrew runs that organization, and they expose the waste and the fraud.
Well, I'm not supposed to talk about that, I guess.
It's also platform,
this interference in the enemies of America. There's a massacre, I think that is the military. I'm going to say, And again, glory, glory, hallelujah. Okay, we're going to fix this mess with God's help, divine intervention. That's what we should be praying for. Pray out loud daily with the cabal for all evil is brought to justice and that its wickedness is destroyed. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I wish good things for you all, and I'm not sure exactly when I'll be back. But I think after this week, I'm going to take a break. Do a couple more shows, and then take a break. And I'll be having some really interesting guests filling in. Liz has a great show called Little Greatness. I'm going to try to download a couple of his shows, which put some and set up so that you can listen to them. Some other guests that I'm thinking about including in the platform have information that you need to hear, okay? And I'm trying to make it just very streamlined so that people can get on the same page very quickly because, you know, it's down to the point where we're going to have to stick together and we're going to have to know who each other are and who we can depend upon. So just, you know, keep tuning in and we'll try to make it so that it's interesting. I'm starting to give away a prize. I gave away a gift basket to my guest. I had Judy, who happens to be a friend, but I only had the one guest. And I gave a gift to Jennifer, who also was a guest, but the gift basket went to Judy and the favors went to Jennifer, but I had a problem with the package being open, so it came back to me. So I had to resend that. And, we're going to try to make it more fun. So I ask you to be brave and be bold and we'll all be free. Don't follow me. Just listen and share the info because I'm pretty sure it's correct. I'll be putting up that video, that'll knock your socks off, on my blog talk. I'm sorry, blog.lauriebella.com. The passcode will be Glory Gory. Little kids can stumble into it. All right, folks, God bless you. And please pray for Justice Alito, who's just stepping up and standing up and being a leader by knocking down this unconstitutional, immoral, backdoored law that should never have come to pass. And we will get through this. I hope that you have a great week and take care.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV.
Get over to the blog.laurabella.com to see what's going on and get the links to the Valley Center Stampede Rodeo Memorial Festival. I'm calling it the Fest in the West just to make it short. They had sponsorship opportunities through their foundation or their 501. And it's going to be a really nice event. And I hope that you can come out for it or support it. And I wish you the best. Bless you. Hold the line. We'll get through this. Bye-bye.